Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan. They reject the enemy. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum. The special peace that only Allah can give with you. You have tuned in to Words Made People. We'll be right back. Tell a friend to tune in. Assalamu alaikum. Again, God's peace be with you. My name is Michael Sahir. I'm the host of Words Made People. We're into our ninth year, alhamdulillah. We have a special program today. We're going to talk about New Medina in Mississippi. Discover and rediscovering New Medina, Mississippi. For those who are regular listeners to our program, we know that the show titled Words Make People is a phrase we received from my beloved Imam, W.D. Muhammad, very early in his mission. And so we have used that name. Truth be told, I use it for a little bit of everything. I even have on my checking account for my business, Sahir Communications, DBA, Words Make People. Nonetheless, the best words for making people are the words of the Quran. So before we begin our guest, we're going to follow our tradition here and read from the Quran. Those are the best words in all the creation for making human beings, the words of the Quran. Now we're going to come today from chapter 2, Surah 2, Baqarah, verse 61. And I chose that verse because I asked Dr. Ali, and I said, which verse kind of resonates most in New Medina? And he said, well, Imam Muhammad, at the groundbreaking ceremony, or during that time period of the groundbreaking ceremony, he referenced that verse. I said, well, that's what we're going to do today for our Quran reading today. Chapter 2, verse 61. And while I'm speaking, for those who are my guest today, who I call the New Medina team, that's just my phrase, if you can press 1 on your phone as you log in, that will help me to identify you as we get into our conversation today. I think we can have a good conversation. So as you can press 1 on your phone, if you are from the guest today, of course, Dr. Ali and Sister Donna, I see Brother Nafis and Dr. Lynn. Yes, great. I guess as the others come on, Imam Mikhail Ukhtar and others, they will also press 1. So let's read from the Quran. Just give me a second here, please. We're going to read from the Quran here. And before reading from the Quran, we always, as Muslims, we have 2 safeguards that we use when reading the Quran. The first safeguard is to say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And an English rendering for that is, "I seek protection, refuge with God, with Allah, minash shaitan, away from shaitan, nirajim, the rejected, accursed enemy." The next safeguard we have before reading the Quran, unless we're reading chapter 9, we say, "Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim." With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. He's merciful twice. And then we read the Quran. And here, chapter 2, verse 61, using the Yusuf Ali translation, it says, "And remember, you said, O Moses, we cannot endure one kind of food always. So beseech your Lord for us to produce for us what the earth grows, its pot herbs and cucumbers, its garlic, lentils, and onions." He, referring to Moses, we say Musa in Arabic, he said, "Will you exchange the better for the worse? Go you down to any city." And the word in Arabic for city is Misr, M-I-S-R, which also means Egypt. "Go you down to any Misr, and you shall find what you want." He goes on to say, "They were covered with humiliation and misery. They drew on themselves the wrath of Allah. This because they went on rejecting the signs of Allah and slaying his messengers without just cause. This because they rebelled and went on transgressing." Yes, Yusuf Ali translation, chapter 2, verse 61. Very interesting reading, I must say. I'm going to see. I'm going to bring on Dr. Ali at this time, at this junction as well, because I'd like to join in on here at this point. Dr. Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Dr. Rashad Ali, yes. Yeah, let's. I have a few thoughts on this verse, and I'd like for you to also share some things with us as well. I've yet to see the numbers for the Imams Elvin Sharif or Mikhail Ukta to come on, but if they are on the board, if they can press 1 on their phone, then it'll come to the top of my list, and I can see them. But in this reading, is a very interesting, and I read it this morning just to get ready for the show, and it was just like, really, for me, it was really amazing how you hear read something over and over again, too many times to count, and you read it with the intention, it's like you get more light from it. In reading this verse, I said, let me read back a few verses before this. And Moses had told his people what to do for their provisions. You know, he said, take your staff, strike the rock. The water came forth. It went into 12 different ways, or 12 tribes. And it was all what they needed. And then behind that, to their ingratitude, they come back and say, well, we can't have the same thing all the time. We want these things. We want something from the earth. And Moses apparently he gave them something of a higher order than just the everyday life from the everyday city. This is what it suggests to my mind as I'm reading this. But they listed 5 items that they wanted. And what really got my attention, Dr. Rashad Ali, and listeners, what really got my attention was that I went to this site I go to very often. It's a very good site. It's corpus.quran.com, like corpus, C-O-R-P-U-S, .quran.com. And you're able to look at each individual word that's in the Quran and go and find its root. And of those 5 things that they asked for, it was like the garlic, the lentil, the herbs, the cucumbers, the onions. Don't you know this is the only time that those words were ever mentioned in the Quran? That's the only time they're mentioned in the Quran. It's in this verse. I said, wow. It's very interesting. But they were asking for things that they apparently had the appetite for. And the appetite had to have been created while they were under the oppression of Pharaoh. So though Moses had delivered them from the oppression of Pharaoh and the oppression of Egypt, and had brought them to the promised land and then gave them what they needed for sustenance, still had a hankering or a longing for appetites from their days of oppression. Dr. Ali, what are you hearing in this reading?
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I openly bear witness there's no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah was his last servant and messenger. I want to greet the audience with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Brother, you really did a wonderful wonderful job with that. And when you asked me that's definitely the verse that was referenced by Imam W.D. Muhammad August 22nd, 1987, when he came here to speak. And I do believe that he was speaking basically how you were speaking, that, you know, the oppressor was offering, well, really wasn't offering certain things, were putting certain things on the people. And when they got to freedom, You know, they were longing for things that the oppressor was given. So when Imam Muhammad came and he told us, he said, we want a new start. We want a new start. So to us, that meant New Medina was representative of a new start. He said, a new start since slavery, a new start since emancipation, proclamation. We want a new start. So
yes, sir.
It's really speaking along the way, and really I would reference you to what we call the New Medina Address that Imam Muhammad gave. And when I told the brothers around, I said, you know, if the Imam never set foot in New Medina again, he's given us enough for the rest of our lives to work toward. You know, so I would say, obviously, he came again a number of times again, but that address was so important and so impactful and so powerful that it set us in a trajectory. We are on a lifelong mission to establish this community called New Medina. It's not just a fast affair for some, but for many of us, it's a lifelong journey. It's a mission. And
yes,
so
sir.
That's what I would take from that. Brother Mikhail, I think you've done a wonderful job in bringing that and really doing the analysis on it.
Alhamdulillah. This is a side point, but it's connected. Because you're not called Medina, you call New Medina, putting the emphasis on the word new. But we're going to get to that later, inshallah. But another point you may have made about the word is called Kara'a with the kaf in the ra, but it is also the name of the capital of Egypt, Cairo, that we spell with a C, C-A, Cairo, C-A-I-R-O. But in the Arabic, it's with the kaf and the ra, I think in the hat. But that word means to subdue, to oppress. And so it was reference to the oppression the people were under. And the reason why I tie that in with New Medina, because it is a place of refuge from the oppression, from the city life. You can go to any city you want and get the garlics, the lentils, the onion, things from the earth, from the dunya. It don't say dunya, it says earth, but I'm saying dunya. You can go anywhere you want to get that. But a place for building our community life, we have to do as Moses done and get away from the oppressive city life, so to speak, and to build new. Even Imam Muhammad encouraged the Muslims in the Chicago area to kind of go out to the suburbs away from that oppressive city life. So maybe these things will come out along the way. I do see where Imam Mikhail Ukta has signed on, and I'm going to bring him into the conversation to see what I'm doing this Quran reading session, as well as Imam Nafis as well. I see their numbers, so I think I have them right. Brother Mikhail, Imam Mikhail Ukta, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, welcome to Words Made People.
Thank you very much, Imam Mikhail. Praise be to Allah. We thank Allah. We praise him. And we seek him for his guidance. We seek him for his help. We ask him to forgive us our shortcomings and help us to do only that pleases him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You have really reflected on the reading of the Quran this morning.
I have to say that our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, the seal of the prophets, and the universal messenger for all people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just first say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I witness that none deserves the right to be worshipped except God alone. And I witness openly that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, he is God's servant, his messenger. He's the seal of the prophets and a mercy to all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Dr. Rashad in his introduction say, and I agree, you know, we stood together and heard Imam Muhammad say, Rahim Allah alayhi, Imam Waterthuddin Muhammad, he said that our efforts to establish a Muslim community, an Islamic community, says not only to America, but it says to the whole world, that we want a new start.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be free to obey God and to establish our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look now not at those things that the followers of Moses were looking at. You mentioned or referenced the lentils, the garlic, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that anywhere, was the way that I understood that. But to be able to really get freedom, justice, and equality, we have to follow the guidance that God gave to our Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And that was the desire in all of our hearts when we concluded that we would work to establish a model Islamic community. And
yes,
so,
sir.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Me too. Keep on going.
Oh, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now, what we have to understand, I think, is this is no small thing. This is a group, started with a group of just five individuals. And most of us, I guess you would say, we just common people, laymen. We were distinguished to have our brother, Dr. Rashad Ali, to be with us, who is a professional man and a very educated man.
Yes, sir.
But one thing that we had that set us apart was that we were sincere. And it was not easy. We were just, look at me, I'm just an everyday common guy, you know? But we decided that we would pool our resources.
Yes,
and
sir.
We would purchase the initial 64 acres of land.
Yes, sir.
Now,
well, let me say this here, that you're getting into the goodies already. So we're going to come back. Hold that, because what you're saying is super important. But we wanted to keep on the Quran verse right now. Get thoughts from the Quran verse.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's important. We got to come back to that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Let me ask Imam Nafis, I'm bring him on. Do he have any thoughts or comments on the reading? I think he's an imam. I'm giving the title now. Brother Imam Nafis Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Brother Nafis? Maybe he's on mute.
No, I'm good. Yes, sir. But ma'am, this not in Chicago.
Yes, yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Why is not, sir?
Yes, sir. Did she hear the Quran reading? And so, do you have any comments?
I heard it, and that's a very good chapter that you said. First of all, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. I bear witness that there is no God but God, Allah. And I bear witness Muhammad the Prophet, his messenger, his servant. Peace be on him.
Amen.
That's a very good topic that we're on today because it reminds me of New Medina when I first came there and to witness the beautiful place that the believers there had established. And I can see why Imam said we make the world. Because that's a place that you can go and retreat from the big cities and places that feed your mind with foolishness. When you go to New Medina, you discover that you find your mind back, your thinking process back, because it feeds the nature of Allah feeds your mind. So therefore, everything is there. Everything is there. I'm a city person, I live in my city all my life. However, when I went to New Medina with Merlin and I, we witnessed something different. It's a whole new different world out there. And what I mean, you fit right in. You don't have to learn to be a big shot, or Arabic, speaking Arabic, or you don't have to be come with your garage. You come with yourself. That's what New Medina is for, to improve yourself. You say things, so that's what I do.
Yes, sir. Brother Hafiz, they must be on speakerphone or Bluetooth. We're hearing feedback. We're hearing an echo. If she can come off speakerphone, whatever it is. Or maybe that you're sitting close to somebody else who's got a phone and going from your phone to their phone. We're hearing feedback. Well, let us off phone. Phone is at okay. I think I figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Ali, either you sit next to somebody with a phone or whatever, when I put your phone on mute, then it went away. Your sound went away. So you can't hear two phones too close together, it'll be on the phone. Without feedback. Okay. We have another call. I think you have another team member here. This is from Chicago number, 773-273. Are you on the New Medina team?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Nafis.
It's not us because it's Phil Bowman. I don't know.
That's all I got.
Hold on for a minute, because somebody is on speakerphone or they got their phone next to somebody. And I can start eliminating
it. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I'm going to put Nafis back on.
Okay.
Yes,
Mr. Lynn?
And again, yes.
Okay, yes, sir. And also, Brother Mikhail, if you're using speakerphone, you cannot use speakerphone. You cannot use Bluetooth because it calls feedback.
Sir.
And if you're in the same room with somebody who's called into the same number, it will also call feedback. And we can't do that. Go ahead, Brother Nafis. You wanted to finish?
I want to say just that if you hear where you spoke in that chapter, it guides you to understand what this is all about. It's what the whole thing of the community, man, Muhammad's community is about. He's taken us from the negative and brought us to life. And that life is the Quran to help clear our mind to see God's creation. And that's what we need
sir.
Now. Our mind needs a fresh start. And tell you the truth, that's where the best start came to me. And I got it. I felt good when I left New Medina. I felt high in energy, spirit. My spirit was lifted when I left New Medina. And I haven't witnessed nothing like that before.
Yes,
so
sir.
What that means, so I started taking pictures there in New Medina. And I saw such so beautiful design by God. It feeds your mind.
Yes,
and also you get some beautiful pictures that Allah give us to show how unity looks like through his creation. You follow me? And Medina, New Medina is a good place to start with. You get
yes,
good
sir.
People that are, the people, you don't see the arrogant ones. You don't see people up in money. Everybody work together. That's what it was, the brotherhood and New Medina. They don't ask you who you are. You stand out of the crowd from money. You work together. Grab that broom and grab that, help build something. Help the kids. Kids get a chance to see who you really are, not the person on the rostrum, but see how you act as a human being.
Mm.
And that will step out. You step out of from that title. We can't get hung up on the titles. We could have what God say in the Quran that we're all human beings. And there's no big lies. It's Islam. And you find that in New Medina. So
yes,
the, we have to feed our mind now. That's what Imam Muhammad pointed to. Let's remake the mind in your mind. Clean it up. So you can hear God's dead words in the sign and creation, in the trees, in the grass, everything feeds your mind. Beautiful colors. I got my first shot at New Medina moon. You can reach up and reach it over to New Medina. I took a picture of it. That was one of my favorite pictures that I took of the moon in New Medina. And I emphasized on my card that I said, this moon is New Medina's moon. Because right in the center, right behind Margaret, it was around Margaret time when the sun disappeared and the moon came out looking good. I'm saying, brothers and sisters, this is a good place to come to New Medina. You want to get a new work, a new start, a new refreshing mindset. Hear yourself think when you leave there and know that God is great because you learned everything from God's creation. I don't want to go any further, but that's all I want to tell that, brother.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know what you said remind me. That we forget, we're in a city so long, yes, we think about water pollution, right, and air pollution.
Yeah.
But I mean, right. but there's also light pollution from the city lights. And so when you get away from those city lights and you see the air when it's clear, that moon and those stars really twinkle and really shine. Yes, sir. But Dr. Ali, I want you to introduce your team to us.
Yes, of course. I have Imam Mikhail and Nardis Ukda. Sister Nardis was one of the school teachers. I have with me, of course, Brother Nafis and Sister Lynn Muhammad out of Chicago. And I thought the Imam, Alvin Sharif, and Sister Nadia might have been there. I'm not sure right now. But I also have with me Sister Khadija Muhammad. We took her from y'all in Indianapolis. And she's now down in New Medina. Alhamdulillah, too, brother. So we're happy to have her.
That's all right. She's in a good place.
And I have with me a special guest who is a brother who is a city councilman for the city of Philadelphia, Mississippi, who serves on our advisory council in regards to our development of the municipality of New Medina. He sits on the city council, Brother Sean Muhammad. He sits on the city council for the elected city council of Philadelphia, Mississippi. So, and we hopefully, inshallah, get an opportunity to hear from him as well. So that sort of rounds out our team.
Thank you. For those team members he mentioned, if you are on the call via dial in, press 1 on your phone, please, so we can bring you into the conversation. Because we're going to begin the conversation. I see a number here I'm going to bring in, but then I push 1. It's a 601-447 number. Because we want to hear about New Medina. We want to hear about New Medina. And we want to learn about New Medina. Okay, I think we have email Evan Sharif with us too. But email Evan Sharif, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How you doing, bro? Imam Michael? Mikhail?
Excuse me. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, Michael or Mikhail, either one is fine.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. And you're there with your wife? Is she with you?
Yeah, my wife, she has a previous engagement right now, but she may join in a little later, inshallah.
Great. Let me just begin with this here, because we want to hear about New Medina. That I've been there a couple of times, but talking with Dr. Ali, I think there's a lot more for me to come back to see. But before we get into New Medina, you know, let's talk about, just briefly, Medina and Menorah. Medina and Menorah, and for those who don't know what they're saying, that's the Medina in Arabia, about 200 miles roughly north of Mecca. And the Al-Menorah is saying of light. So it's in Medina, the city of lights, which is a model for all Muslims forever of how a city should be established. And some people that we have spoken to over the years, we mentioned New Africa, and they say, oh, that's racist. I'm like, how you figure New Africa is racist? And you got New England, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico. You're not calling them racist. You see, so you're really exposing yourself, your thinking to me. You don't want us to be made new, to be free. So, looking at Medina and Menorah, the city of lights, the city that was only established as a city, because it was called Yathrib, right? That's the old name. But after Prophet Muhammad, the present peace be upon him, ascended to the seven heavens, did he go to Yathrib and establish a city. So Dr. Ali or whoever else, is there a similarity here? Why the name New Medina, please?
Well, I'll give it to you like the Imam gave it to us. When I first asked Imam W.D. Muhammad about the name New Medina, I asked him, is it okay to name this community New Medina? And he said, yes, it is okay. He said, it means new city, which means new mentality, new behavior, a new people coming about. He said, and there's no problem as long as we don't try to make New Medina bigger than the city of the Prophet, city of light.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't try to change the Qibla from Mecca to New Medina. As long as we don't do that, do anything to try to defy Allah, we are good with the name New Medina. So with that, I felt really relaxed. I felt relieved because we knew that was not our intent. But we did intend to establish New Medina on the premise of the oneness of God. That was the thing. And I knew that in my studies, I don't know of any city in these United States that have been built on the premise of the oneness of God. I don't know of any city. So I felt in that sense that we were so yes, that was my feeling after we heard from our leader.
Yes, sir. Good. Because I know people may ask that question, you know, why the name New Medina? Yes, as you get into the conversation, was there any particular reason why that location and why that state? Because people think Mississippi, you know, the history of Mississippi is not the best for African Americans. So that's 50 years ago or more, but why this location?
Well, you know, we've been probably asked that question a time or two, but you know, we all have to say that it was Allah, you know, it was Allah's doing. It picked a state that was the worst. Mississippi has been labeled anything good. It was the last. I mean, the dead last. Anything that's good, Mississippi is dead last. Anything that's bad, Mississippi is first. So, you know, when you pick a state that is at the bottom of anything that is good, whether it's economic, whatever it is, you know, and Allah picked it. And it picked it and put it in South Central Mississippi. This is a very interesting location in a sense because this community, we're about an hour and a half away from every location. We're an hour and a half away from the coast, an hour and a half away from Jackson. Hour and a half away from New Orleans, hour and a half away from Mobile, Alabama. So we're almost like the hub, you know. So that in a sense said a lot in terms of the demographics, but it was a lot of doing. So you know, in that sense, so yes, I believe that Allah can do anything, and even establish an Islamic community in racist South Central Mississippi.
Yes, sir. Please give your name as you speak. Yes, ma'am.
This is Lynn Muhammad, and I'm, you know, I wasn't there at the onset when they sought out the area to establish it, but as I'm looking at the signs that I have seen since I've known about the location of New Medina, it helps to solidify what Dr. Ali just said, that Allah made that choice. And I look at it as when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking to, when they were asking him where should they build a masjid, and he allowed the camel to die. He didn't do it. Mm-hmm. He allowed the camel to, and then he followed. He had enough faith in Allah to follow where that camel stopped. So when I see some of the things that have happened since that community began, I consider myself to be a part of it, but since the community began, I see that as a sign that this was the best choice. One of them being after 9/11 and the support that was given to the community there from our armed forces, from our different organizations that were done, came into the area and said to the leadership, the believers who were dwelling in the New Medina community at that time, they said, at a moment's notice, we'll be right here. You'll never see us. We're around you, but we are here to protect you. And we know what you are doing. And then they disappeared, into the trees. But they disappeared. But they made it known that they were there, that they were watching. And that, in my mind, was a sign from Allah to say that physically you're being watched and protected, but spiritually you're also being watched and protected. My grandmother was born in Mississippi. My grandmother was one of those who experienced some of the most negative things that could have happened to a human being post-slavery. And her father and grandfather were part of where they were freed from slavery. And for her, she had land down there. She still does. She would never go back and live there. All of her memory was negative. And when I told her that I had discovered this beautiful oasis in Mississippi, it was hard for her to believe it. And she wished me the best because she did have a few positive memories, but she herself was not interested in returning. And knowing what she has told me and seeing what's there, this is, in my mind, Mecca. because when we made Hajj in 1981 and we were in Mecca, I'm sorry, this is Medina, sorry. This is truly a Medina. When we made Hajj in 1981 and we were in mm-hmm. Mecca and we were surrounding areas around Mecca, the sand, the heat, the thirst, all of it. When we went to Medina, it was an oasis. It was an oasis that gave us a physical and emotional break from the stresses that we were going through in Mecca. And so it brought serenity. It brought calmness. And the light wasn't necessarily a physical light. It was more of a emotional light that we felt while we were there in mm-hmm. at Medina. So coming to New Medina, feel that. We leave the hustle and bustle of Chicago, bright lights everywhere, and we actually see Allah's light. We see the stars, mm-hmm. and as my husband said, the moon, we can actually see it clearly. The insects that are flying around with their chemical luminescence, it's just a beautiful place to be. So I feel, as Dr. Ali said, that this is definitely an area that was chosen not by the inhabitants, but chosen by Allah for us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, and very wonderfully said. Very beautiful. Now, in the other, I hope y'all don't mind me calling y'all team members. I don't have another name in my mind. But any other team members that want to speak on this point at this juncture?
I have with me Brother Sean Muhammad, as I mentioned to you. He's a city councilman for the city of Philadelphia. And if you know anything about Philadelphia, Mississippi, history, Dr. King said that he's been to a lot of places that were bad, but he never experienced anything like he experienced when he went to Philadelphia, Mississippi. But we have been blessed by Allah to have a brother who is now sitting on the city council. So he's here with us as an advisor, and I'd like to give him an opportunity to say a few words.
Yes, sir.
Brother Sean.
Please,
Brother Sean.
As-salamu
alaykum. Yes, sir. I'm just glad to be a part of the development of New Medina Advisory Board and try to give whatever I have learned so far in the city government. And that's what we have to go through if we actually going to build a city or a township or any municipality. We're going to have knowledge of how it functions. And that's the reason why I'm a freshman of that since June. One, as an independent, because I didn't want to be tied to neither party because I don't feel like they serve us properly, either one. So I won the 78% against a Democrat. And that's the work. I've been always a community activist in my city.
You ran as an independent and you be a Democrat. That's good.
Yes.
That's
not just a Democrat, a evangelist and co-founder of a church.
But it's in Mississippi, that's right. And I want people to hear what I'm thinking. I think of what Mitch is really saying. Okay, Mississippi, and my parents are from Alabama, so I got some feel. And I've been in Alabama thousands of times, so I got a little sense of it. I've been to the New Medina too as well. But anyway, that's what's called the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind if you hear Brother Sean what he's saying. Did you beat an evangelist? You see, a founder of a church, I think you said?
Yes, co-founder with a husband.
Did you run with the name Sean Muhammad?
Everyone knows that, but I have a government name of Sean Silver. Everyone knows I've been in the nation over 30 years, so never changed. Everyone knows that.
So they know that you are a Muslim running against an evangelist and a co-founder of a church in the Bible Belt of America. And you won 70% of the, okay. 78%. 78,
okay.
I'm getting lost. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is New Medina right there. But go ahead, And I'm sure Dr. Ali wants you to say something. I just want to bring your point out because it's very powerful. It's a big testimony.
I'm just sharing with a whole lot of funds and everything with our type of governor and stuff like that, reject a whole lot of funds to dispute the spread out to the community, to the city people. So there's a whole lot of ARPA funds, which that came with the COVID. And what we're trying to do at New Medina with the broadband, sewer, and water, it's a lot of funds there. So as here, as me, first meeting I attend here, it's so many funds they can't find. They're trying to find ways to do so. It's right timing for New Medina to be setting up setting up the city or township like they're doing and we're doing, because it is time, because so many funding, so much funding for rural and development of broadband and, like I said, I mean, millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, sir. When you say broadband, you're referring to the internet?
Internet, yes, sir, because we all rural and it's hard, and that's one of the criteria of that money that came down from the United States government during the pandemic.
Yes, sir. Very good. Very good. So the show is titled Discover and Rediscover. So, and Dr. Ali, I tend to say your name, but I think it's open for everyone to reply. Now, what is there to discover and rediscover about New Medina in Mississippi?
Well, I think what is happening is, let me just say, and this is a continuum of what I was saying earlier about after New Medina was chosen. You know, when we had the retreat, the imam came and he put the shovel in the ground in New Medina.
Yes, sir.
And when he broke the ground for New Medina, that launched more than a discovery, brother. It launched a myriad of opportunities, and
mm-hmm.
it really gave us an opportunity to really discover who we were. You know, when I look around and I think about things like places like, you know, although the Zionists control Israel, they really didn't get any power until they established a homeland. And that little place, Israel, over there, after they set and they put foot down, they really became powerful. I think when Imam Muhammad put that shovel in the ground, it gave us an opportunity to really establish ourselves. It made a statement. And the statement was, we are going to establish ourselves, country. You know, and I know that at one time we were at an all-time low, sort of. And when that shovel went into the ground in New Medina, I think there was almost, again, I would say, like an element of adrenaline was injected into the community. The spirit of the community was advanced because of that effort. So when we look at that, we can say, again, you know, a community that is developed, an environment that makes it easy to remember Allah or the Creator. That's our slogan and our motto, our slogan. So
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that slogan for us again?
I said, New Medina, an environment that makes it easy to remember the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an environment that makes it easy to remember the Creator. That's what we say about New Medina. It makes it easy to remember the Creator. Our goal at that point was to move toward the establishment of the community for the pleasure of God, the pleasure of Allah. You know, and again, you know, I don't know of any city, and you might help me with this in some research, that was established on the premise of the oneness of God.
Mm-hmm.
So with that going forward, that sort of gave us the elements. Now, people say, well, you don't have the big, tall, high rises out there. We don't. That's not a requirement for us. That's not a necessity for us.
Right.
But you know, we say that we may not have everything we want, but Allah has always, and I'll use this term lightly, always sent us what we need.
Mm.
Always. And that's the faith that we have going forward. And our goal has been being selfless people, establishing this community, being selfless. Our goal is to do it for somebody else that we don't even know. And we know that at some point in time, we're going to pass the baton. And we are hoping that those, you know, it's almost like going out in an area and creating an environment so that someone can come in and really fulfill the destiny that Imam pointed us in, that direction. And,
yes, sir.
And that was all based on Allah, what Allah wanted for man. That's what he said, the destiny that Allah wants for man. So this is what we feel like. It was not just a figment of our imagination, and there's a lot of understanding that goes on, but we wanted a physical manifestation. Our goal was to develop a physical manifestation of Imam W.D. Muhammad's language. That was our goal.
Yes, sir. Well, that you are definitely on that path. Yes. And I also wanted, Brother Mikhail Ugda, I know I've now forgotten, because he was on a very beautiful line of thought, too, and we want to get back to that whenever the time's appropriate. Just go ahead and just speak up. We're going to open the phone lines up shortly for questions from people who are listening. They can press 1 on their phone, and we'll work you into the conversation. We just ask that you have questions. If you have a comment, please be respectful of our time and make a very brief comment, but hopefully you will have questions about what's going on in New Medina. Brother Imam Mikhail, I hope if you can continue your thoughts that you were laying out, it was so beautiful, but about a little bit of advance, this may be a good time for you to share your thoughts. Brother Imam Mikhail.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Imam Mikhail. You brought a thought to my mind, and I remember a lot of people not aware of this, but Allah had blessed us to acquire the land here at New Medina prior to our going to Elijahville. And
oh,
we got the opportunity. Yes, yes, we had the land here. See this? Yes, we want to let the people know that we had the acreage here at New Medina before Elijahville. And we went. We took a delegation from New Medina to Elijahville, and we were there at that particular time. And it kind of was unfortunate how through the courts we lost the possession of the land that we had in Elijahville. And it seems like the community went into a lull. You know, our spirits was kind of down. But when we approached Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimallahu Alayhi, with this idea of New Medina, he liked it. And I tell you, some of his most loyal, I would say supporters, some of his most loyal supporters, they showed up here when Imam broke the ground here at New Medina. And it just seemed like Dr. Ali alluded to earlier, it was almost like for our community, the Muslims under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah forgive him his sins and grant him paradise, and also the followers of his son, Imam W.D. Muhammad. It seemed like we were just energized. We were
reinvigorated.
When Imam, again, I have to say this because it just resonates with me. Imam Muhammad said, this is a new start. He said, this is a new start since slavery. This is a new start since the Emancipation Proclamation. He said, this says to everyone, those who came to witness it and others, that we want to have a new start. I believe Allah, I believe God's hand is on this community and on New Medina.
Brother Mikhail, you know, I was there.
Yes.
I was blessed to be there, I should say it that way, when your man put that shovel and began dig. I mean, I still remember the crowd saying, dig, brother, your man, dig. It just kept repeating, dig, brother, your man, dig. I mean, like he he said,
that was a collective digging. Our souls was in with Imam Muhammad.
Oh, man. I was, you know, I got a picture of it, too. The song's kind of in the background, but I got a picture of it. I'm like, we all began to shout, dig, brother Imam, dig, because we all could, as you said, it was a renewal. I mean, it really raised the spirits. But let's go back. I have to do this as the host for the benefit of our listeners. We have to explain Elijahville just briefly because these shows are archived and someone may listen later on and say, Elijahville, well, what is that? Just briefly, Elijahville, y'all can help me out if I give anything out. Elijahville was about 4,000 acres in southern Georgia and we had went there at the invitation of Imam Muhammad, I want to say in 83, maybe 82. I know it was August. I know Muhammad Ali came, Jamal Wilk from the LA Lakers, he came as well, and there were thousands of us, and we were to establish a community life there. So it was in southern Georgia, not too far from where the home of Jimmy Carter. That's all I remember.
Right, it's called Dalton, Georgia.
No, you know what? I'm thinking Dawson, but I was afraid to say it. Thank you. Yeah, Dalton, Georgia. So just for the record. And but then there were some legal things going on, and their property was lost. But we know a saying from the Nation of Islam days: every knock is a boost, and we see New Medina as being in that boost. Alhamdulillah. I want to ask Brother Sean Muhammad, is there anything else that I didn't want to cut you off if you were not sharing your thoughts? And also, we want to hear from my sisters. Brother Sean, anything else you want to add at this time? Or we can come back to you later on.
No, sir. I'll go later on because I'm just glad to hear all the positive and great work that we're doing here and all across the Islamic community. But I definitely answer any questions in the future, I mean, of this call.
One other point, just quickly. Elijahville was named after the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as well, just for the record.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. I would like to just say this to Imam Mikhail. When we decided that we were going to really have a groundbreaking. A lot of people don't know that we were just five families. And what happened when we thought about Imam Muhammad coming and about the number of Muslims coming, that was an overwhelming kind of task for us. And so I want to just say to the audience that what we did, Allah inspired us to go to, first we went to Mobile, Alabama to try to reach out to Muslims for assistance. I had a good friend of mine who happened to be a Christian pastor I grew up with, and he said about New Medina, he said, we only had a nickel worth of people out here, you know. And so what we, and that's the, almost the truth. He wasn't poking fun at us, but he was just saying we were a very small group. And so we went to Mobile without success. And really, we were inspired by Allah. We were inspired by God. So we left there and went to the city of New Orleans. And when Allah blessed us to get to the city of New Orleans, I want to mention this brother's name. His name is Mutawali Saeed El-Amin. And he used to be a captain in the Nation of Islam. We used to go down there for the fourth Sunday hookups down there. And so we were looking for really some help, trying to find a refuge to assist us with this task of really, I would just say, launching New Medina. And so I happened to see Brother Mutawali in a McDonald's. My wife and I and our two little boys, one was in a stroller and the other one was about 6 years old. And so we went to the city of New Orleans and we met Brother Mutawali in a McDonald's. And it had been a good time since we had seen each other, and I didn't know if he was still Muslim or not. And so I saw him at the counter and I looked at him. He looked at me and I said, Assalamu alaikum. He said, Walaikum assalam. And I told him, I said, man, we were here. We were trying to find out where the Muslims were and the places we looked. We weren't so successful. He said, oh, brother, he said, don't worry about that. He said, I know where to go. He said, where you stay? And where you staying? I told him we were in the Howard Johnson. And so, alhamdulillah, he came by and picked us up, and he took us into the town of Algiers. And he took us down on a street called Tetch Street. And on that street was the Masjid Tetch, T-E-C-H-E. And on that street was Masjid Bilal ibn Rabah. and we went in there, and we met this imam, who's a friend of mine for life. We met this imam. I didn't know him. I just told him that I would like to make an appeal. I'd like to make an announcement about New Medina. And so this imam is named Imam Nasheed Salahuddin. And he's still there. Allah bless him and his family and the whole community. And brother, I asked him to make an announcement. He said, you make the announcement yourself. He gave me the flow. And we made that announcement. And we had so many people come here from New Orleans every weekend to help us try to get this land in shape, to try to accommodate what the local newspaper here said, that on that day when we did the groundbreaking, that was between 5,000 and 7,000 people who came here on this land. And so we'll be ever indebted. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah, ever indebted. I got to, you know, please forgive me. And I know I'm interrupting, but what you're saying to us,
praise be to Allah.
You headed to Mobile. You're in New Orleans. You're not sure where to go. And this brother Mutawali, you all didn't plan to meet. You just, quote unquote, bumped into him.
Look here, inspired by Allah. That's all I can say. I don't know. I just inspired. But Mutawali, he stood out as a great example. And we have a place here named in his honor right now, a campground, Mutawali Saeed El-Amin. May Allah forgive him his sins and grant him paradise. And so we have that connection with the city of New Orleans, and it lasts until this day. And I, as long as breath is in my body, it will last, because those are some of the dearest people I met in my life. You'll never forget the bridge that brought you safely across.
Right. Right. I mean, but let's go to show us that when you, if the Quran's promise is true, if you step out to do one good thing, Allah will come behind you and give you two. And sometimes it says 10. You know, so alhamdulillah, that's all I can say. Praise be to Allah. My goodness, this is amazing. We do want to encourage people, if you want to call in to ask questions, please do. You can press one on your phone. We can try to get you into the conversation. Dr. Rashad, I'd like to hear from some of our sisters, please.
Absolutely. And sister, I want to put on, like I said, we are happy to have the sister Khadija Muhammad that hails from your we say neck of the woods. So, but she is here with us now.
I want to give her an opportunity.
Yes, please do. Sister
Khadija,
assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. What a blessing it is to be here. I've been here since 2017, and New Medina is in my blood. It's in my heart. I remember when there was nothing here. 30-something years ago, it was a dream, and that dream has become a reality, and that reality grows day by day. So as long as all of us have breath in us, as Imam Mikhail said, and we have the love in our heart for the future, and the language that Imam Muhammad left with us, the action of sticking that shovel in the ground, it will never end, because we're going to pass that feeling, that energy on to generation after generation after generation, inshallah. But it is a blessing for me to be here representing what wasn't here in 2006. Six and seven, when I lived here for 3 years. And when I went back to Indianapolis after I left here, I told my family, I said, when I retire, I want to retire in Mississippi. And back then, of course, that was 2009. They all thought I was nuts, but that's okay, nothing new. But when I retired, I felt compelled to fulfill that promise that I made to myself. And I am here, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And still trying to do what I can to assist in bringing this reality to the next level and the next level. And sitting in on the business development meeting today was awesome. I'm sure you'll hear more about that from Dr. Ali as we move forward. But we're making history.
Yes, ma'am. Well, assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi. Now, and we miss you here in Indianapolis, but you're in a good place. Allah has you where you need to be, where he wants you to be.
That's right.
So, alhamdulillah. So what's going on new in Medina? Because, you know, I've heard people say, well, there's not a lot going on. But Dr. Ali, you tell me there's a lot of new things going on in New Medina.
So yeah, you know, brother, I've learned to understand a little bit about farming and the nature of growth and development. You know, I'm an OBGYN doctor. And, you know, when I look at, you know, the embryo, when it implants into the mother's womb, you know, the just like a seed that the farmer plants, you know, the first movement or the first motion is not up, it's down. You know, and often when people come through and they look and they see what they see, they don't see much. But they don't know that that the seed is germinating under the ground where you can't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, you look up and there it is. Well, it just didn't appear. It was a situation where it had to go and get germs, the growth, get the energy and all of the necessary nutrients in order to grow. So when you look around at New Medina, we started back in 2004 working on what we call the New Medina Nature Resort and Spa. So we have, since 2004, almost 18 years ago, started working on a project. And we now have the first bungalow to be developed. I mean, it's physically standing right now. And out of that, we intend to complete. It's a work in progress. You know, when you go to Disney, Disney might start with one little thing, one little ride. You come back the next year, they got three rides. You come back the next year, they got five rides. Well, we have one bungalow. Yeah, so we had to lay it out. We had surveys and engineers to come in and look at it and lay it out. Now we have a situation where the first bungalow is about to be completed probably in another week or two, where people that want to come can come and they don't have to go to Holiday Inn. They can call and get a reservation to get into that. And we intend to continue that process where it becomes a destination site, you know, for tourism. And we're looking for that, for relaxation. And the second part of that is we have a facility, a 3,000-square-foot facility that is already erected, and we're working to develop the Grandis Wellness Center, where people can come and, you know, after they relax and whatnot and get their massage over at the spa, they can come and get the juices and the natural medicines and what they want to get at the wellness center. So we're working on those programs. Inside of that, we're working to develop assisted living for many of our seniors that are getting older. We're working on home health agency. So these are the type things that are happening. And we're looking to develop all of these things. They're in the forecast. So again, you know, when the seed goes down, it goes down to get nutrients. And after a while, you look up and you say, wow, it's there. But they don't know we've been developing this for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, outside of that, besides that, we have an industrial park that we have 65 acres of land that we've developed, that we have. And the plans are to continue the development of the industrial park. Now, one thing Allah has blessed us with is that one day we were riding through this land and we were getting stuck in the truck, you know, and it was muddy, but it was a bright, sunshiny day. It had been dry all week, but it was wet and muddy, and we were getting stuck. And the question became, why are we getting stuck? And the brother turned and he looked and he said, man, there's a natural spring of water. And we went and looked, and the next thing you know, this water was coming up out of the ground and running into the stream, and it was like, wow, we have water here. So what we've done now is that we've developed the water. We've tapped into it, and we have over, you know, the engineers said that we have over anywhere from 800 to 1,000 years of water in this reserve that we have.
Wait a minute.
800 to 1,000 years of water, you know, in this reserve. So we said, wow, you know. Anyway, when we looked at
it,
yeah.
We have
coming soon. New Medina spring water will be bottled, you know, inshallah, in the next year. We've had the engineers to come out, do all the testing, and, you know, we're in the process of developing that. So here's a product that we believe will be coming. So when they say nothing is going on, they don't quite understand the seed is in the ground and it's germinating, just like the farmer's saying. So there's a lot going on, you know. So inshallah, these will be the type. that people will be able to see when they come and visit.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. No, go ahead, finish the point. I just wanted to make the comment.
No, I just wanted to make the point that these are not only things that are happening, but what I'm seeing is how Allah is blessing the inhabitants of New Medina with opportunities. These are business opportunities. You know, these are things that will allow them to sustain themselves, you know, mm-hmm. once they come and begin to work. You know, there's work available. And we're now getting interest from various other communities. Like, we got some brothers from Bangladesh who moved into the area. They really can see the dream of New Medina. In fact, one brother wants to come, and he said he got over 1.5 million people on his Facebook, and he's getting ready to do a documentary of New Medina, inviting people to come to New Medina. And I'm not saying, well, wow, you know, if we don't do something with a thing, Allah put it in the hands of somebody else. So I want us to be aware of the fact that there are other people who are also interested in this environment that makes it easy to remember the Creator. Remember, they are Muslims just like we are, and they are hungry to work to make a life for themselves in this country. So, you know, whatever it is, you know, we want them to hear the language of Imam W.D. Muhammad, though.
So this 800 to 1,000 years of water, and as the engineers tested out to be good water, that would give,
right.
By my mind is seeing it's a factory going up to produce jobs that can attract young people to come there to get their water into the bottles.
Right. You know, yeah. We have a lot of bright minds in our community, you know, and it's time for us to give them something to work with. I figured that, you know, if we're going to attract these young, bright minds, many of them want to be Muslims. They want to really return. They want to do these things. They don't have nothing to work with. But we have to give them something to work with. And I figure there's nothing better than something coming straight from a law of creation. What could be better than working with some water? You know, so our goal is to develop not only water in a bottle, but we want a water park. Why can't we have a big water park, you know, where Muslims can come from all over the country? You put the sisters on this side, you put the brothers over there, and those who want to be, mixed, they can do that too, you know. But we want to be able to accommodate people in the water park. So, you know, there's so much money in tourism. So these are the type of things that I think we can take control of. You know, they say many African Americans don't necessarily like to swim. You know, we don't do good. We do better in track. You know, do good in swimming. But there's no reason we can't be swimmers, right?
That's right. Well, you know, once we get into something, we tend to really excel. Tell us about the Masjid Life. You have a Musala built there, and also the school system. You have a sister on.
I really wanted to talk about that too, because it's very important that we talk about the Masjid is established. We have Brother Imam Alvin Sharif, if he's still on, and Imam Mikhail Ugda, who are carrying the torch for years and years. Every Friday, they're doing a spectacular job of, you know, helping to enrich the soul. You know, so they're doing a wonderful job there in the Masjid. And the Masjid is up and running and has been for years. The school is something that we have on their school board members. And Sister Lynn Muhammad is the principal of the New Medina school system. And I'd like to let her, and maybe Sister Nadja Zuba, you know, who's a teacher in the school, also have an opportunity to speak on that.
Yes. Please, Justice.
Assalamu alaikum again. This is Lynn Muhammad. And
yes.
In reference to the New Medina Islamic School System, it's a brick and mortar as well as additional resources that helps to make the complete school system. So the school began back in 1991 with the New Medina community establishing an educational program. that was housed in a trailer, I believe, at the at its beginning. Eventually, the building was built, and the Masala, the school unit, was put together, and we have standing classrooms. The parents, the families that began the New Medina community, this was established to help them educate their children as well as any other child that was able to make it to that location. But what winded up developing wasn't just the brick and mortar. There was also an online platform that allowed the students to get access to curriculum, to resources that were coming from other parts of the planet, and also share that teaching. Eventually, over time, we've been able to share that teaching with other schools. When we were exposed to the pandemic just recently, a couple of years ago, many school systems on the planet shut down their physical brick and mortar and were struggling to try to figure out what to do to get to allow their children to be educated. The New Medina mm-hmm. school system had doing remote learning, had been doing online instruction for years prior to that. And one of our alumni, he actually made a statement that we were one of the first to actually make this a normal part of our curriculum. So it wasn't mm-hmm. Something that that needed to be figured out. We had a structure already in place, and alhamdulillah, we actually were able to pick up some additional students outside of the New Medina community. Globally, we were able to pick up some students, and we currently have a few that started with us, but kind of spottedly, but their parents have made a choice that this is going to be their main line of education. Because as the Quranic ayat that you began with, that Imam Waruddin Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to help to introduce the New Medina community to our larger community, part of that ayat said that you would rather exchange the better for the worse. We have You're taken right. education as far as morals, as far as a lot of different components of what we focus on with education. We've taken it down and down to a lower level. And I'm not talking about that level where the seed goes, where it's being nurtured and provided with what it needs to thrive and survive. I mean down to a level that where nothing is working, where things are not working. Satan is working, but nothing else. And our school systems and people know this. They know this if they look closely at what's going on with their own children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Our school system is sinking, and not for the better. So we have exchanged the wholesome nature of education with something that's not producing quality youth, quality experiences for our youth. Program that we have with our online platform, we're able to allow the children to be in a nurturing environment and still getting an accredited education. We're allowing mm-hmm. those children nurturing environment where they're around the minerals that are in the ground, they're around the sun, they're around the water, and they're able to get, and I'm saying that metaphorically right now, they're able to get the education that they need without the cesspool around them. And so and the parents that I'm working with currently, that was the major reason why they wanted to connect to our curriculum, because their children were in a space, or grandchildren were in a space that was not wholesome for their development. And mm-hmm. one mother, mm-hmm. I just spoke to her Juma Friday, and she said that she's looking to pull her daughter as a sophomore going into her junior year, pull her out of the school because what she sees with our program with some other relatives, she wants to pull her daughter out of her school where her daughter's actually doing okay, but she's recognizing that she's not okay. She's okay academically, but there's still other stuff that's affecting her. Essentially will pull her down. So, this platform this was established after the community began, and that concept of the land, the concept of the openness, the concept of being closer to Allah's creation allowed these believers to do, to set up this remote component, but it was a necessity at that time. But look at where it is today. This is now becoming the norm for many, many families, whether you want to do homeschooling or you want to pull aside and you want to do, something that's done as a a full-time program, but you need the accredited curriculum. If you wanted to do a weekend thing where you just pull your children together over the weekend and you give them that nurturing, if you any of these would reflect a partnership with the New Medina Schools. So we are offering, you know, this platform. If you want to make it your full program, if you want to make it just part of your program, we are offering this platform with resources, with assistance. And one of the things that we do, it's not just this is the curriculum and every child has to do it exactly this way. We are diversifying. We are making sure that it is, We are differentiating the curriculum, making sure that it's meeting the needs of the children.
Sister Lynn, should say Dr. Lynn, how can someone, you guys made a beautiful offer, how can we reach someone to take advantage of that offer? You have a phone number, email, website, how can we find out more?
We do have a website, but to get directly to me, I'm going to give you my phone number, and I'm going to ask that you start off with a text, so that I can get back to you and give you more information on how to do this. But we do have a website, and I'll let Imam Alvin give the URL for the website. But I'm going to give you my phone number, which is...
Well, now you know that this is on the Internet, and so everybody is going to have your number. Do you still feel safe in giving your number?
Let me give you... Imam Alvin, can you give them the website, the URL, and the email address? Thank you, Brother Imam.
Yes, ma'am.
Our website is newmedinaschools.com, and you know, a lot of the information is there on how you can about the curriculum and everything like that. But I'm going to say this right now, because we're starting on a new level with Dr. Lynn. She's just been with us all along the way, and she's really, you know, moving out. And so I would recommend that you can text me, and my number is like 601-325-3388, and I can get the information to Dr. Lynn. Because
okay.
You know, what happened, we're transitioning. We've been working, and we've been working with an excellent program, but we have just within the last year have graduated to even a better one, and it's just more excellent. And we're bringing in the Islamic portion of it, you know, learning the Quran, learning the Arabic language, and it's just that we're just excited about it. And my number, you can call me. And or you can reach out to the website, inshallah.
Yeah.
But I think we haven't really kept it, hasn't trended. Okay. You know, the website is not up right now exactly how we're moving out, because we just really got a better situation altogether. So
if she can repeat the website again. And let us know, is the word school singular or is it plural when you get the website again, and also your phone number. But keep in mind, the phone number is going out to the entire world. This is the Internet, so I'd like people to feel safe.
Good point. Praise be to Allah. Check out, I tell you what, do this, because also our this is the best thing to do, I think. We got a couple of websites. But go to newmedina.org and click on the link for our schools, and it will tell you about our schools until we, you know, get more update on with our new program, inshallah. But we're excited about it.
New Medina.
New Medina, newmedina.org.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We have a caller that's been on hold. Go ahead, Salim. You get your comment. We have a caller on hold.
Yes, sir. I'll try to make this fast. I just also wanted to mention, we're not only dealing with the remote. We have
then incubating and the development of a boarding school that would allow people to send their children to that wonderful land and to be around Allah's creation while they're also being educated with our curriculum. So, you know, that is still underway, fundraising, and you'll see that when you go to the website. There's fundraising efforts in place, architects that we have hired and that we've been consulting with, and we're working to make this, inshallah, not just a remote situation, but also a physical situation, too, for those who need to have the physical.
Yes, I saw that sign. I think you named it after Imam Muhammad, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Let's go to our caller here. They're being very patient. And also, if you're listening, you can press 1 on your phone. We'll be able to work you into a conversation. This caller is from 773-450. Caller, thank you for calling in. Can you give us your first name and city, please?
This is Bashir Assad from Chicago, Illinois. Assalamu alaikum to you and all of our guests. And I know some of them personally, and I know some of them by their reputation. And this is a very serious discussion we're having about an establishment that both our leaders, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Wardi Muhammad, had stressed to us. I happened to be listening to public radio this morning, and they were talking about a area in Colorado that was established by African Americans back in the early 19th century. It became a resort town because African Americans were being denied that kind of access to rural areas where they could come and commune with nature. So what New Medina is doing is also in that history. Let me point out too, I didn't know you was from Alabama, Mikhail, but I'm one generation from Mobile. So Mobile is very significant to me. Yeah, I was born in Chicago myself, but I'm one generation from it. I claim Mobile. But let me say one other thing in the topic of this subject, which Dr. Ali had mentioned about the significance of Medina and the establishment of it and the principle it was established on. And I think it has a relationship, too, to our country. Imam Wardi Muhammad pointed out in the establishment of the United States of America that it was established, too, with a concept to being a light on the hill, to be something good for humanity. And I'd just like to read from the Quran in relationship to that, from the Surah the Light. And it reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have already sent down to you. Can you hear me?
Yes. You get the surah, but you didn't get the ayat.
This is 34 to 38. We have already sent down to you verses making things clear, an illustration from the story of people who passed away before you, and an admonition for those who fear Allah. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of his light is as if there were a niche and within it a lamp, the lamp enclosed in glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east nor the west, whose oil is well nigh luminous, though fire scarce touch it, light upon light. Allah doth guide whom he will to his light. Allah doth set forth parables for men, and Allah doth know all things. Lit is such a light in houses which Allah has permitted to be raised to honor for the celebration in them of his name. In them is he glorified in the morning and in the evening, again and again, by men who neither traffic nor merchandise can divert them from remembrance of Allah, nor from regular prayer, nor from the practice of regular charity. Their only fear is for the day when hearts and eyes will be transformed in a world wholly new, that Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds and add even more for them out of his grace, for Allah does provide for those whom he will without measure. And I believe this relates to what's being done in New Medina and by those who are doing it. And I see this, I see this in relationship to Imam saying that the United States concept was a bright city on the light, and now New Medina is bringing light on that light. And it's very significant of what they're doing.
Let's get a follow-up comment from any of the Medina team. Would like to comment on what Brother Bashir is saying.
Imam Mikhail?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Imam Alvin. I just wanted to say, I think I said newmedinaschools.com. That was just that was a mistake. It's newmedinaschools.org. And then the other website is newmedina.org, but the school website is newmedinaschools.org. I just want to, you know, make that clear. Not com.
And that school is singular, right? New Medina
say
school.
It again. School.
The word
like
school.
Schools, yeah. NewMedinaSchools.org. When we say schools, because not only, you know, we have the Claire Muhammad School and the New Medina High School, and also in the works, New Medina Boarding School. So the website is NewMedinaSchools.org. And
right.
The New Medina website is Medina.org.
Yes, sir. I just want to be clear, what's the word school singular, or is what the school plural?
Excuse me, I didn't catch that, but did you understood that, Sister Lynn, Dr. Lynn?
Yes, sir.
It's plural, thank you.
It's plural.
So, Brother Alvin, you have any comments on what Brother Bashir just shared with us from reading the Surah 24 of the Quran?
I'm just not hearing you very well, Imam Mikhail. Were you addressing me?
Yes. Well, do you have any comments on the reading that Brother Bashir just shared with us from Surah 24, verses 34-38?
About the light, the verse of the light?
Yes, sir. As it relates to New Medina.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we just, you know, hope, you know. We know Imam Muhammad, Rahim Allah, was a great, great, great light, you know, and for not just us here in America, but for Islam as a whole and for humanity as a whole. And we're just thankful here in New Medina that we were fortunate enough, that God Almighty was made us fortunate enough to sit and love and be dedicated to our leader, because it was Imam Muhammad also said, reminder, you know, he said, you all need to leave these cities and move out to the rural areas and establish yourselves and attack the cities from a position of strength. I don't know, Imam Mikhail, do you remember that statement? I don't know, but I do. And so we took on that because, you know, believers, one thing about Islam, one thing about Islam, I think is very important for growth and development, and that is obedience. You know, and because I remember Imam Muhammad said that you know, I got a whole lot of people that say they follow me, but I think he said I can count them, the sincere ones, with one hand or something, or two hands. But it's obedience. You know, we should obey Allah and obey Muhammad and obey those who and we have given authority. And we gave Imam Muhammad authority. So what Imam Muhammad asked us to do was to do that, and now we're doing it. We're influencing the county here that we're living in, and in the city of Hattiesburg, and some of the surrounding areas. Because now we have believers, not just from this area. We have believers that come every Friday from Collins, Mississippi, from Laurel, Mississippi. They come from all around and come, and they consider New Medina their masjid. So obedience, and we hear and we obeyed. He told us, Imam Mikhail, he said that the first year he came, he said, Dr. Ali, and Imam Mikhail, I'm sure they remember, he said that I like what you all did here, and you should do it again next year. As a matter of fact, make it an annual affair. So when your leader is sitting with you in a dining room talking to you, telling you what you should do, the only answer is what? We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. And we ask Allah for your forgiveness, and to you is the journey in. Because we're going to make mistakes. We're going to hear. We're going to try to obey. We're going to make some errors. But we are sincere and dedicated, and that makes us confident that God is with us all the way, and that's the light I believe that we need to follow, and that's the light of obedience.
May I want to ask, can someone from the group speak about your relationship with those who are not Muslim, the other surrounding leaders, Christians, Jews, or whatever? But I think a sister would get ready to say something. Please. Go ahead, sister.
Yes, sir. This is Lynn Muhammad. I was actually going to make a comment about what Imam Alvin said, and then if you don't mind, I'll come back to this point that you just raised.
Sure.
I'm looking at this from the outside as far as not living in New Medina proper. So living in Chicago, and I'm not going to get into Chicago's reputation and all of that, but living in Chicago, you know, and then being connected to New Medina, has to the New Medina community and the believers there and the efforts that are being done there and being a part of helping to, inshallah, make this even better than the believers and those who've been working all these years has been able to do. You know, it just gives me a different perspective of the benefit of this community. And I'm not as fortunate as Sister Khadija, where upon retirement I could, you know, just get up and move to another location, at least not today. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but at least not for right now. But I see when I was working, because I just recently retired, when I was working, I took some of what I was learning and experiencing in New Medina to my day job. And I saw the change. I saw the impact of that on one of my students who I worked with one of the business ideas that the New Medina community has been dealing with for years. I took that idea to her. We worked with the New Medina community and got some materials, and this young lady put this project together. And the outcome that she was looking for initially did not surface at that point, but it planted a seed in this young lady's mind. And I was just recently invited to come to a program that she's now a part of as a graduate student. This was after her leaving her high school experience as a graduate student and working for the federal government. This young lady that seed was planted, and now it's blooming. And she is doing some remarkable things with the environment. But that started with her experiencing one of the business ventures of the New Medina community. So, and she's just one example. So I'm saying that to say that not only is that community doing what it is there in the center of Mississippi, it's also branching out in so many ways to the planet. And I know some stories about things in other countries. Dr. Ali mentioned Bangladesh. You know, there's so many
things that are being done across this planet that reflect seeds that were planted in New Medina or through the New Medina community. So I think that that is a thing that we definitely need to be aware of. Now, you're mentioning
about
community outside, and I'm going to step away from that, the hour and a half space around the Medina. I'm just reflecting, this is an example of an interfaith effort, because this was not a Muslim young lady, but in her soul and in her heart, only Allah knows for sure, but I can see some signs that she is a Muslim at heart. But, we didn't approach it as a global effort. We approached it as it's a humanitarian effort, and that's the point that this young lady is pushing in the work that she's doing now with the federal government, is the humanitarian side of things.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, because you get truth when you see your ideals, as she says, planted or impregnated, and when they produce, you know what you have produced. Dr. Ali and your team, what is your relationship with other people, Dr. McHale and my brother? Imam McHale mentioned, again, it's five people. But I understand now you are on the verge of being a municipality. Tell us about your growth and where you're at now.
Well, in the beginning, we did have resistance. People thought that we were coming, I don't know, they thought we were terrorists, they thought we were somebody from outer space or whatever. But, over the years, many of those people who really were on the attack are now on the amends, and they've become a very apologetic, admitting that they had a thought one way, but those thoughts have changed, and those people have befriended us. We're in a situation now where we're just in a community development association meeting, and we now change the name to the New Medina Municipal Development Association meeting today. We had a gentleman who was not part of the New Medina community who came in and wanted to become a part of the New Medina community. And he said he's got three more families that want to become a part of this, and they are not Muslim. So that's the deal. Now, inside of the 63 original acres of New Medina, there is a Christian family who moved in knowing that it was an Islamic community, and they've been very, very good supporters and very just wonderful neighbors. And I think of late we had a Hebrew Israelite family to move in, knowing that this is a Muslim community now. So that speaks to, the Sunnah the Prophet, that speaks to our delivery, that speaks to Imam W.D. Muhammad's delivery and us carrying out the mission. So, again, in terms of that, we see a wonderful working relationship with people of that. So when you come, you really see the model of Medina al-Munawwara really being implemented on a daily basis in New Medina. We're not just living a dream, we're living the life. This is true community life in New Medina.
Yes, sir. We do encourage our listeners, press one on your phone. This is the time to ask questions about New Medina, which is really our city. I've been there a couple of times, and I feel it's just the ownership, so I'm going to take that and say our city. So this is the time to press one on your phone to ask questions. This is a side note, Brother Dr. Ali. You've caught my attention. You said the original 63 acres. It's in particular reason why it was 63. And I'm asking them, I'm telling you in advance when I'm asking that question, because Prophet Muhammad was known to live to be 63 years old. Was that a coincidence or intention?
Well, brother, you just brought that to my attention. I've never thought of it like that, but that was the original land, 63 acres. And it started out as a 65-acre farm, and the individual that we bought it from gave 1 acre to one son and 1 acre to another. So 2 acres was taken from 65, left 63. And we took 13 acres and donated it to the development, or for the development of a mosque in the school. And we divided the other 53, and we took 3 acres and made a cemetery. And the rest was divided into individual 1-acre parcels. Now, since that time, you know, various people, I believe the Imam Alvin has got 10 acres. There have been 10 acres added, 20 acres in the adjacent areas to this community. And then you go up. We have probably 20, maybe collectively, we're approaching about 300 acres of land as a collective. And, you know, when these other people coming on board, you know, we're talking about square miles at some point, you know. So, and that in
yes,
fact,
sir.
When we looked at the definition of how we were to develop a township, we were looking at square miles of paved roads, and we had enough to qualify to apply for a township.
No, wait a minute. You say you have to have so many miles, or something miles, a paved road to qualify for a paved township. I'm asking that because when I Googled on the internet, New Medina, first thing I saw was Audubon Street and El Malik Street. I'm like, El Caduce? I said,
right.
They actually got streets. So you said
that's
you
right.
To qualify for a township. Can you say that again, please?
Yes, we have to have at least a square mile of paved roads and at least 6 street names. That of paved roads, and we meet that criteria. So when you speak in terms of we can no longer say 63 acres of land or acres of land, we're talking square miles of land at some point, you know? So I think we're hitting that point of how many square miles does New Medina encompass, you see? So the growth started with 63, but we are now into the square miles of New Medina. You see, that's the point I was making.
Yes, gotcha now, the growth. Question, if someone wanted to buy an acre or two, is that still possible? That's the first question.
Yes. Yes, you know, there's new land coming available and acreage is coming available, yes. And there's some people who bought land in New Medina that are probably not going to ever realize that dream. And, you know, the children might not be interested, and they are interested in selling too. And we have names of a few people who have that interest. But certainly, and what we're also doing is that we're asking people, you know, their lands that come up in and around New Medina, at least in and around the land that we own, when those acres come up, we ask people to investigate that and look into purchasing some of the new lands that come available.
So
and
who
we,
is
and
the
we,
local real estate
and
agent?
Now, and we also have a real estate agent. My daughter just recently got a real estate license and is really canvassing and knowing the lands that are available and the value and that type thing in and around New Medina. So
how can we reach your daughter?
You know, if let me give you the number. I'll give you the number right now.
Yes, sir.
To the office. It's 601-261-0820. Her name is Akila. 601-261-0820.
Yes, sir. And you give her name, say Akila.
Yeah, her name is Akila Ali Sartin. Ali-Sartin.
S-A-what? What's the last name?
S-A-R-T-I-N. Ali-Sartin.
T or D? T-I-N?
S is in Sammy. A is in Apple. R is in Raheem. T is in Terry. I is in Indigo. N as in Nice.
Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is good to know. Okay, people, I'm surprised we got, my goodness, we have a number of people who have called in. This is a historical event. It's live and talking. You know, you know, most times you read these signs and they say coming soon. I mean, this is right here now. And you got domestic, you got schools, you got housing. Tell us more about the business development, please.
Well, we were looking at today. We were looking at business opportunities that are coming up, and one is, you know, the New Medina Resort. You know, that is an area where we are developing bungalows and that type of thing, and there's housing that will be available there. Small investments, people that want to invest in some kind of Airbnb or some type of housing will be there. There's also there will be opportunities for distribution of the products that we're bringing about. One is the water situation. That's a possibility, and we also are approaching the deals that we're setting up with online sales and that type of thing. We have a textile engineer that came from, remember I was talking about Bangladesh, a textile engineer who has, discussed clothing lines and the production of clothing and that type of thing coming out of New Medina through Bangladesh. We have direct contact with that. So with those type things, there will be business opportunities not only for local New Medina, but for a national program. And so those are some of the things that are coming out. And we'll talk more, you know, inshallah, we get an opportunity to come back on your show, you know,
sure,
to talk about. And let me tell you this, it's a good time to announce it, that in October of 2004, Imam Muhammad came here for an economic summit. And we intend, inshallah, to do it again the first weekend of October of this year. We're going to have the health and economic summit. We're adding health to it because we realize that health care should be a priority for us. And we're going to do the health and economic summit in New Medina. And we intend to have, you know, not just let people come and talk, but we want to have opportunities, true opportunities for people to, you know, establish livelihood. So those are some of the things.
You have a date for that summit for this year?
It's the first weekend in October. I don't know the exact date at this point. I don't know what it is. It's whatever that first weekend in October is, that's the weekend.
Yes, sir. Great. Okay, callers, we're about to wrap this up. Please, this is the time to press one on your phone to ask a question. You got the people here. You have pioneers. Most times pioneers are spoken in past tense. You got the pioneers right here. Do a question I have, do New Medina benefit from the tax base of money collected, or is that yet to be established?
Can you ask that question again, brother?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you must pay taxes, like property tax. So is any of that money recouped by New Medina to use for the development? From the tax base.
Well, Well, we have a newly formed New Medina Municipal Development Association. And we have not engaged in any tax activities. We have not engaged in any debt at this point. All the taxes right now are going toward the county. But because we have begun to move toward that, we will begin to explore, you know, as we bring our consultants in to try to figure out how to move toward, you know, the tax base and how we will relate that to the county and the state of Mississippi.
Yes, sir. Okay, great, great. Okay, let's like to get a rep point from any team member, almost each team member, but anyone who wants to bring up anything that we may have overlooked, please share their words. We want to put the best in this conversation.
Let me just say this, that weekend for the economic summit will be October the, I believe, the 1st and the 2nd. October 1st and 2nd.
October 1st and 2nd?
Yes, it will start off Friday. I think that's what's the last day in September 3rd. September 30th through October the 2nd.
Okay, I'm going to put that on my calendar to do all I can to be there.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for...
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
This is Nafis Muhammad. One more thing I'm going to add about... If you love to have a place for weddings, functions, and business meetings in the opening, that's the place to be. Meaning that the land out there, you can do it on the land, enjoy the weather, enjoy the people that we have plenty of room to see what South hospitality feels like. And that's another breather from getting away from the high buildings and the construction building. You come to the land, it's plenty of free, the kids and everyone to have a chance to relax and play golf and swim and have a good time. It's more about a good, wholesome, play that also helps the mind and the heart to grow. You breathe in the air and you join yourself. And the New Medina is, since I've been there, Lynn and I've been sharing pictures there for years. And in fact, the pictures I take from New Medina, I take the skills to other parts of the world. Like Lynn and I've been South Korea and other places. So we see what I can shoot a better shot with my camera. So I was always a good shot because I shot over 40,000 pictures, but I didn't get better when I left. I go into Medina and shoot the land, the structure, no people, and I was able to see signs and the creation and all that. So I suggest that people want to come to New Medina for other reasons, such as business, bring your families down. Send a camp down there. Enjoy the fishing. Enjoy the swimming. Playing baseball, horseback riding, hayride riding. Your kids will love it. I see it. Poetry, a lot of events, and latest. Who are there to help talk to you on the level that you can understand them, relax, everybody's going to relax their vote, and just make sure we see why New Medina is an all-around place to be. Thank you.
Thank you,
Michael.
Thank you, Maslam. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Anybody else on the team, please? You want to share your thoughts? No one else? Okay. We want to thank sincerely and deeply all the members from this New Medina. It's really a miracle. When I heard the counsel of how Brother Mikhail, Imam Mikhail, met the brother at the McDonald's, there was a lot of work. The number of acres that you bought, there was a sign that's a lot of work of how losing the property through the courts in Elijahville in Georgia, and I would have in place a replacement. There are so many positive signs going on, and to hear this growth and this development, and we just say place of manifestation and growth for the thinking and teaching of Imam W.D. Muhammad, schools, masjids, businesses, who knows, before soon you may even have industry. So we thank you all. And I do want to say this, it's not forgotten by us, for those, as with any other pioneers, those who come first, they make sacrifices. And to let you all know that we deeply, deeply appreciate those sacrifices. It may not have always been of the best comfort. You had to do without certain things. You mentioned about Brother Sean mentioned about the broadband, and so you had to go a long time maybe without the best internet connection. So there's a lot of things that you all have done that are not to be underappreciated, you know, to be highlighted, you know, to be recognized, because you're making a better place and way for us and for our future generations. So we thank you all, and we pray for the best success. Okay, I knew it was going to happen. My good people, Dr. Ali, you still sit there?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but if I tell the people, we get ready to sign off, I got three hands that came up. Two of us, dude, for a question. We're gonna take these questions. You know what? I was teasing. I may begin doing it. I may begin saying 15 minutes early. I'm getting ready to sign off because people didn't raise their hands. But I do apologize because the first one is my wife, and I don't want to get in trouble with her.
Don't do that, brother.
Sometimes you speak before you think. Carolyn, assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alhamdulillah, I've been listening to the broadcast, and I've been saying for years, I want to go visit again New Medina. The first time I was there was about 37 years ago, and it was the first, and it was nothing but farmland and dirt, and I had a good time then. And I'm looking forward, and I've been listening through the years, the development, and congratulations to you all being blessed to have this dream and to make it develop. And people are coming. So alhamdulillah, may you continue to be blessed. And like I said, I too want to visit New Medina again.
Thank you so much, sister, for those comments, wonderful comments. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're going to pack our bags for September 30th to the first week in October. Okay, thank you. Our next caller here. And it's not because you want to press one on your phone. If you all have time, Dr. Ali, you know, we got time. I'm going to go to our next caller from 914. Caller from 914. Can you give us your first name and your city, please, and your comment, question?
Yes, this is Muhammad calling from Mount Vernon, New York. Assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Thank you,
I'm late calling, I was listening, and this has been some program. Glad it's recorded. It's in history. This is all the information that we've been given concerning New Medina. But my question was, the segment I heard, Elijahville. I just want to ask you a question. Was anyone on today at Elijahville?
Yeah, I was there.
I guess my reason for asking is that there was such a small turnout at Elijahville when it was announced that the first time we're going to all this land, all 4,600 acres, and it was a small turnout at Elijahville, and I was wondering because I was just wondering, why was there such a small turnout for Elijahville? I'm thinking about all of some people that were there, Elijah Muhammad, Muhammad Ali was there. Is there any answers to wonder why it was such a small turnout?
Well, my own self, I thought it was a large turnout, but but maybe you had a different perspective than I did. Anybody else want to respond, please? Go ahead.
Sir, I thought it was a large turnout myself because every place I turned, I saw believers, I saw tents. We were in a motorhome. You know, it was just so many people out there. The land was vast, but it was still a lot of people out there. But I did hear from some of the individuals in Chicago that they, like my grandmother, they still had that concern about going to the South. Even though it was in Georgia, they still had that concern about going to the South. So I think we're getting over that with global exposure to a lot of different things. And some of the problems that the South was experiencing, we have it now in Chicago. So it's not just, you know, the South that's experiencing different kind of racial issues or where humanity is not representing our best. But I think I think it's because the land was so vast. But again, I agree that it was a lot of people there.
Yes, I thought it was too.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your answers. Praise be to Allah. All right.
Allah Akbar. Okay. Well, we're going to let this wrap up this portion of our program. Just wanted a couple of things we wanted to mention that there are other programs on this station. We have a program on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. All of these times are Eastern times. So at 7 p.m., called The Science of Health and You with Brother Rashid from St. Louis. A very good show. We learn about health. We all can learn more about health. And also on Wednesdays, we have a courtship and marriage learning lab, and that's with Brother Mark Shahid, also out of St. Louis, just at 7 p.m. Then on Thursdays, he have a program called the Parent and Reconstructing Learning Lab. Again, Parent and Reconstructing Learning Lab. And that's all called the same number. The number for those who may need it again is 714-816-4673. Again, 714-816-4673. Call in and listen in, and you can press 1 to speak to the host. The other comment I need to make is, yes, please support Muslim Journal newspaper. You can sign up online. You can get the paper online now. And we want to support our newspaper. This is our institution. It's into its 60th year of being in production, and we want to make the best of our publication. If we don't support our paper, then no one else will. And keep in mind that this is our publication. And so we are encouraging people to go online, to buy the online edition as well. Go to MuslimJournal.net, N-E-T, MuslimJournal.net. And you can go there and you can buy your subscription. And that way you can get it in a more timely basis. You can download it to your phone, to your computer, or to your tablet. And you can read the paper on the go, so to speak. So please support our institution, our Muslim Journal. And Dr. Ali, or whoever could comment on this, I noticed one picture you had that you named a street in New Medina, the Aisha Mustafa Street. Can someone speak on that,
please? Yes. Absolutely. You know, that was by design. You know, Sister Aisha has been done such a wonderful job in the community, such a wonderful job holding the paper up. And the Muslim Journal has been a great supporter of New Medina. We did. We came together and named the street in her honor. So it's called Aisha Mustafa Boulevard. So
Boulevard.
That's,
yes.
And we're happy to have done that. You know, often people get names honored after they are gone, you know, and we've been fortunate enough to allow people to smell their roses while they live, so to speak. So it was really an honor to see her expressions after we honored her with the name of that street.
Oh, okay. So she didn't know. I guess she was kind of surprised, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she was surprised. And she's constantly, you know, expressed her wishes to come here for the everlasting, too, you know. So we, you know, Allah only knows that. But she's stated, you know, that she loves this community, New Medina. And we saw fit to honor her in that way. You know, our cemetery, you know, is, you know, we do a wonderful job. It served as the really a state Islamic cemetery at one point. You know, we were getting people from all over the state of Mississippi to come be entered here, you know, as their final resting place. And for many who don't know, Elijah Muhammad Jr., you know, lies here at New Medina. So, you know, buried in New Medina. For those that don't know, you know, so we thought.
No, I didn't know. Thank you.
Yes. So anyway, that's Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so that will wrap up this session, the Worth Made People. We have rediscovered New Medina by telephone and internet. But come prepared to come to New Medina, you say September 30th through October 1st. And I'm sure that you wouldn't mind. If they want to come a few months early and begin building a house, they can do that too. Just call your daughter. What's that number? I'm trying that number again.
I'll give it to you.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes. 601-261-0820. Good. Now, does she have a website? Or do you have a listing of properties that are available in New Medina?
She would be the one to touch bases with, you know. We're turning a lot of that over to her. I think she'll be the one to be able to give you all of that information.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, we thank you, and we are looking forward to you. You'll get have you all to come back as you continue to grow and to develop. Because this is a worthy cause. It is truth positive that the word of Allah is true, that Prophet Muhammad is the messenger for all people, and that the leadership of Imam Muhammad is producing as he honors his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is producing life. And once again, we thank you all for holding on, keeping the faith, not giving up, not stopping. We cannot stop now. So we thank you all. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Yes. Next week's program, we're going to have a guest. Our main guest would be Sister Zubeda Matyun from Chicago. You know, we had the blessed honor to go last Saturday to Chicago to the what's called the Progressive Leadership Legacy Association. And they had an awesome program honoring Sister Zubeda and her husband, Imam Yusef Matyun. And she just returned home a year or so from doing 53 years, I think, in prison. And she did not let him go the whole time he was locked up. And recognized Brother Omar Yamini and another brother named Peterson, I think of his full name. Awesome program. So from that, we came up with our topic for next week. We're going to have Sister Zubeda Matyun on. But the topic, now, don't hold me to this. We're still percolating the topic. But the focus of the topic is, and I know your sister's going to write this down, are we neglecting our single Muslim sisters? We as a community, are we neglecting our single Muslim sisters. So join us next week, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that wonderful discussion, inshallah. Thank you. May Allah bless and keep us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
All right.
People every day trying to do things their own way, but everything you see, touch, smell, those are things that tell you words to think twice before you step on any fight. Make sure your words hold true, cause people hold you to your words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your world. If your words are jive, then jive you are, cause those type of words, they don't go far. Think and start, word can buy from ideas deep in your mind. It's words that make people and people that make the world go round. Words make people. Check out the words that make your mind. If your words are good, then good you'll be, cause those kind of words that set you free. From thinking stock, words come back from ideas deep in your mind. You need words to make people and people to make the world go round. Words that make people. Thank you, WD, for setting me free with words.
Thank you for my soul, yeah. gave me food to eat. You put shoes on my feet, and you blessed me, yeah. Lord, I know I haven't been so good this week. You continue to bless me, yeah. And I want to take time to thank you, Master, for my soul. Thank you, Master. Thank you for my soul. Thank you for my hands. Thank you for my feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my mind. Thank you for my soul. Yeah. Cause of your blessing, my soul is free. And I recognize your blessing to me. Lord, I know nothing but what you bless me with. And I wanna take time to thank you, Lord, for my soul. That's all right, yeah. A family and a wife. All things will return to you, for you have the power to make everything new. And I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master, for my soul. Thank you for my hands. Thank you for my feet, thank you, Lord, thank you for my mind, thank you for my soul. You didn't have to my morning, hey, hey, hey. You didn't have to hear my groaning, no, no. Bless my mother, bless my father, hey. Time to thank you. Thank you, Lord.
message that's about going to hell. Gotta catch myself before I lose control. Lose my life, lose my soul. Morning after morning when I woke up, I was filled with frustration because I knew that I'd be faced with them same old temptations as I was the day before, but as they steadily multiply, guess I lied when I said Shaitan could catch me. I couldn't fight him if I tried. I couldn't fight him because the feeling was too good. But when I think about it now, I really wish I could, because my soul was internal conflict. My soul was in dismay. I knew if I didn't stop, one day I'd have to pay. And just when I decided to turn my life around, I got shot, killed. Now I'm dead, I'm 6 feet underground. Too late to pray, too late to change. This really breaks my heart, so many brothers are doing the same. So many brothers die before they turn their lives around. This breaks my heart because it's only themselves they cry. I had 1,000 chances, but I got caught tripping. Should have caught myself when I knew that I was slipping. I'm slipping fast and I think I might fail. Is it death about going to hell? Catch myself before I lose control. Lose my life, I lose my soul. I'm slipping fast and I think I might fail. Scared to death about going ahead. Gotta catch myself before I lose control. Lose my life, lose my soul.
They have his picture on.